From Big Little Feelings, Therapist's Guide to Not Raising an Entitled Kid. There's a moment most parents have usually after a meltdown, a moment where your kid is insisting you buy them something, or a very dramatic reaction to a simple no where you pause and think, wait, is this entitlement? Like, is this just a typical kid thing, or am I accidentally raising a kid who expects everything to go their way? That fear sends a lot of parents into overcorrection mode. More lectures, and you should be grateful I actually said this last week, lol. We pile on pressure to say thank you, share, be kind, act right. But most of that doesn't actually prevent your kid from becoming entitled, because those approaches don't match how kids' brains actually develop. This isn't just a toddler issue, you'll see it at 4, 7, 10 and beyond. It just shows up differently, less flailing on the floor and more arguing, negotiating, pushing, eye-rolling, expecting. But underneath all of it is the same thing, a child still learning how to handle wanting something they can't have, feeling something they don't like, or existing in a world that doesn't bend around them. So if the goal is to raise a kid who is grounded, respectful, and able to handle real life, the question becomes, what actually builds that? Boundaries are where skills get built. Kids need to run into limits even though it usually makes them feel upset. And not just occasionally or when you're in the mood for it, but consistently. Because the moment they hear no, something important happens in the brain. There's a gap between what they want and what's happening. That gap is frustration and slash or disappointment, and those big feelings are not a problem to eliminate. It's actually the place where the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for flexibility, impulse control, and regulation, gets activated and strengthened. When limits are unclear, constantly negotiated, or disappear when a reaction gets big enough, the brain doesn't get those reps. It learns a different pattern. Push harder, escalate, keep going until the answer changes. But clear, steady boundaries give a child something to push against, which is exactly how those internal skills start to take shape. The feeling is the work. The hardest part for parents is not saying no, it's what comes next. The crying, yelling, this isn't fair. I'll be honest, I hate these moments sometimes. There are days I'm just not in the mood for it. The intensity of the reactions makes you want to fix it, soften it, or just give in so everyone can move the F**k on. But that emotional wave is not the problem, it's actually the process. When a child feels disappointment and you stay grounded instead of removing it, their brain starts to build tolerance for that feeling. Over time, the system learns I can want something, not get it, and still be okay. That's, unfortunately for us tired-ass parents, not something you can explain your way into. It comes from living it, over and over again, with support. Rushing them out of the feeling through distraction, over-explaining, or caving cuts off that process. Letting it move through, while you stay steady, is what builds resilience. We're in it together, we can do it. You can hold the line and stay close. There's a common belief that being firm means being cold, and being connected means being flexible, and that's where things get tangled. You can say no and still be right there with them, and you can hold the boundary without pulling away or getting sharp. I hear you. You really wanted that. It's still a no. That combination matters so much, because kids don't just learn from the limit. They learn from what happens in the relationship when the limit is set. If connection disappears when things get hard, they either fight harder or shut down. If connection stays, the nervous system settles faster, and the brain can actually process what's happening. This is something my sweet husband is working on lately. It's not easy when you never experienced it growing up. Your kids need to be part of something, but not the center of everything. A lot of what gets labeled as entitlement is really about how a child sees their role in the world. If everything is done for them, around them, and adjusted to them, they start to expect that as the baseline. Bringing kids into the functioning of the family shifts that, and I'm not talking in a rigid, chore chart, earn your keep way, but in an everyday way where they help because they're part of the system. Age-appropriate stuff, like carrying something inside, putting their dishes in the sink, helping clean up, just being included in the doing of life. There's solid research showing that when kids contribute in meaningful ways, they develop a stronger sense of responsibility, empathy, and competence. They see themselves as capable and connected, not just as someone being served. The way you praise matters more than how much you praise. It's tempting to try and build confidence by telling kids how amazing they are. But broad, identity-based praise can actually backfire, especially as kids get older. It creates pressure to live up to the label and makes mistakes feel bigger. What builds something more durable is attention to effort and process. You stuck with that. That was hard, yet you kept trying different ways. That took patience. Now the child knows what they did that worked, which becomes something they can repeat. It builds internal motivation instead of relying on external approval. They are watching you more than they are listening to you. Gratitude, flexibility, and respect don't come from being told to have them, so wish they did. Would be way easier. They come from being around them, really living it. The way you handle not getting what you want, and the way you talk about other people. It's how you move through frustration, limits, and everyday disappointments. That's what gets absorbed. When the behavior shows up, zoom out. When your kid is acting demanding, rude, or intense, it's easy to jump straight to correcting it. But it's often way more useful to zoom out and ask what's underneath. Are they struggling with limits? Do they have low tolerance for frustration? Are they used to getting quick relief when something feels uncomfortable? That question shifts your response. So instead of trying to shut down the behavior, you can focus on building the skill behind it. So in real life, here's what this all looks like. Your kid asks for something, and you say no. They push back, probably loudly, instead of launching into a long explanation or negotiating, or just reversing the decision. You hold it. You stay steady, let the feeling happen. Oof. It's big, intense, real, loud, and upset, and you stay connected while it does. It's these little moments that then create patterns, and those patterns are what shape how your child handles the world over time. What you're building here is not a perfectly behaved child. That's not the goal, because we're going way bigger here. You're building a nervous system that can tolerate limits, move through discomfort, and stay grounded when things don't go their way. That shows up everywhere later: friendships, school, work, relationships. And it doesn't come from one big parenting moment, but from 100 small ones where you say no, stay, and let the learning happen.